MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, July 2, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Rockport Dirty Water reported, local tech programs get more money from the state, and Peabody delays hiring DEI director. Sunny today, low to mid-70s. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 8:49 a.m. and 9:06 p.m. According to Rockport's town website, the town has recently received a number of calls from residents complaining about an earthy taste in the town's drinking water. The site reads, "Warm weather conditions, like those we are experiencing sooner than usual this year, can cause this natural change in taste due to naturally occurring compounds, similar to what makes the air smell earthy after it rains." According to the posting, town officials are actively making adjustments to the water treatment process, including adding more carbon filtration in order to provide the best tasting drinking water possible, especially during warm periods. Caroline Enos is reporting in today's Gloucester Times that Gloucester High School is among the schools that received a chunk of $15 million in capital skills grants from the state. The latest round of grants funded vocational and technical programs at 65 high schools, colleges, and educational institutions around Massachusetts. The money will be used to upgrade technology and lab spaces, expand career programs, and increase their capacities. Gloucester High School received $93,000, while North Shore Community College got more than $90,500. Essex North Shore Agricultural and Technical School was given $350,000 to expand and buy new equipment for its biotechnology, biomanufacturing, and HVAC programs. Caroline Enos also writes today in the Salem News, the city of Peabody is pulling back on hiring its first diversity, equity, and inclusion director. Mayor Ted Betancourt first announced the position and its roughly $75,000 salary in 2022, but it has remained unfilled. He said during the city's budget process last month that he will not fund the program for fiscal 2025. His decision to hold off on hiring came after he attended a diversity, equity, and inclusion course at a Massachusetts Municipal Association conference for elected officials. At the most recent Beverly School Committee meeting, Bob Chiroli, the director of buildings and grounds, reported to the committee about some of the things his staff is working on during the summer break.
As always, the custodians have already started with their deep summer cleaning. And we will be conducting our fire alarm, fire extinguisher, water treatment, grease trap cleaning, kitchen hood inspection and cleaning, rooftop filter changes. We conduct a HVAC mechanical review. We have a third-party company, Haubs, go through every piece of mechanical equipment that we have to ensure it's working properly. If they find any issues, we tackle those and try to fix them before the start of school. As with anything mechanical, you're always subject for things to break and go bad, whether it's a brand new part or something that's been here for 20 years. So we try to do the best we can with preventative maintenance and stuff, but sometimes stuff is out of our hands. We're also going to do an exterior door sweep. We did this last year as well, and this will try to help us keep those pesky rodents out of the buildings.
Extended audio from Bob Chiroli's report can be heard at the end of this newscast on NST Extra. The entire school committee meeting can be viewed on BevCam TV. And the Daily Item is reporting in Nahant that Nahant Town Administrator Tony Barletta announced that the town has received an additional $49,669 in state funds to improve town infrastructure such as sidewalks and roads. The new funds are categorized as supplemental resources for fiscal 2024, bringing Nahant's total granted amount to more than $138,000 for fiscal year 2024. Earlier this year, Governor Maura Healey and her administration put the Massachusetts Department of Transportation's Chapter 90 program into effect, which authorized $200 million to fund infrastructure projects in municipalities across the state. In sports, the Red Sox play in Miami tonight after an off day on Monday, and a Wenham resident is the owner of a company that will make the championship banner for the Boston Celtics to hang at the Garden. Ned Flynn owns New England and Banner Company that's been making the banners since the late 50s. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.
Thank you, Lorinda. I could go quickly over some of the projects we're going to be conducting this summer. As always, the custodians have already started with their deep summer cleaning, and we will be conducting our fire alarm, fire extinguisher, water treatment, grease trap cleaning, kitchen hood inspection and cleaning, rooftop filter changes. We conduct a HVAC mechanical review. We have a third-party company, Howes, goes through every piece of mechanical equipment that we have to ensure it's working properly. If they find any issues, we tackle those and try to fix them before the start of school. As with anything mechanical, you're always subject for things to break and go bad, whether it's a brand new part or something that's been here for 20 years. So we try to do the best we can with preventative maintenance and stuff, but sometimes stuff is out of our hands. We're also going to do an exterior door sweep. We did this last year as well, and this will try to help us keep those pesky rodents out of the buildings. One thing that came up that was not on this report, at the end of last week, as we were doing our semi-annual HVAC inspections and preventative maintenance at the middle school and high school, we have a controller on the chiller to the library and the auditorium that went down, and it's no longer operational, so we are trying to source a new one. That OEM part is $20,000. We're trying to source one that's non-proprietary, but compatible for around 10 grand. So we're still investigating to see if that'll work. So we're hoping in the next couple weeks that that we could get that up and run with the $10,000 part. Some other big projects we're doing, we have refractories on two boilers at McEwen and boiler number two at the high school. And if you guys don't know what a refractory is, it's just it's a resistant material that keeps the high temps inside the boiler, right? So it's typically on the doors of the boiler. So they start to crack over time and corrode, so we have to replace those. We did boiler one and three at the high school in the fall. We got an exemption from the state. We didn't have to go out to bid because it was a project that had to get done, so we didn't have the time. We already refinished the basketball court at the high school earlier this week, so that should be good for the season. We have a new stove installation at in the culinary classrooms through the Perkins grant. We don't have a plumber right now with the city, so we're going to have to outsource and find a plumber to install those for us. Here at the middle school, we will hopefully wrap up our flood damage from last year, so the millwork has already started. We have a plumber, an exterior plumber in-house through our insurance that's doing the sinks and the plumbing to those. At Ayers, we have a new playground that's being installed. The old one is going to be taken out, removed, and a new one installed. There's also going to be a patio, I believe, made of bricks in memory of Bob King, the former custodian. At Cove, we have a current project out to bid to replace the freezer and fridge. It's one entire box, so we're going to replace the whole thing. It's currently leaking and has passed its useful life. And that will also include any mechanicals that go with that, so it'll be a brand new unit. At Hanna, we are painting the upper walls and the classrooms. We conducted a indoor air quality and surface sampling there. Everything came back within normal and acceptable levels, but we there's a lot of water damage. I don't even know if I would say water damage, but paint that is leaking and showing signs of water and from past decades probably. So we're going to refresh and paint that.